guys. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Gianna.
And this is One in Five,
a podcast about mental health. I'm so excited.
I'm beyond myself.
I can't believe we're finally doing it.
We are.
It's happening.
I'm still scared over here. I'm in my little scared bubble, but I'm so excited. We're doing it.
We're doing the thing.
Okay, let's get into it, guys. So, let's tell them how this idea came about, how it, as you say, blossomed. About a month ago, Gianna and I were hanging out. We were having a cute little picnic, and it was so much fun. And I began to sort of tell her about my mental health, which is not something that's unusual for us to talk about, because I feel like I do go to you for most of those issues. And I sort of came up with this idea that I wanted a place where I could talk about this, where other people my age or not my age could talk about this. And I said to Gianna, I want to have a podcast.
Yeah. And then I freaked out. It sounded so amazing. Like, I would listen to that 100%. And so I completely freaked out and told her to do it.
I was like, Gianna, you should do it with me. Let's do it.
And I immediately said, no.
Yeah, she did not accept the first offer.
Yes. I felt like I would steal your idea. I was like, no. I don't know. This is your thing. You go do it. And then after a little bit of convincing, I finally agreed, because she was very much like, I want to do it with someone, you know? I don't want to do it by myself. And I'm so, so glad we decided to do it together.
Me too.
Because we work so well together, and I mean...
We really do.
We've worked our butts off.
We have.
We've had a lot of work to do, a lot of technical difficulties.
So many technical difficulties.
I mean, today, our first mic that we bought, we spent 3 hours trying to figure it out and ended up having to go get a new one, but our new one is working perfectly. It is beautiful, and I'd say we sound pretty good.
I hope we sound pretty good. So that's sort of how the idea blossomed, as Gianna says, but I think there's a little bit of a separate reason on why we both wanted to start this. Like I said earlier, we wanted a place where everyone could talk about this and sort of feel okay, and a place where mental health could be normalized, which is starting to happen, but in my mind it's not happening to the extent that I want it to and at the pace that I want it to.
Yes.
Because it's something that's been around for a very long time, and it is something that I don't want to say we've ignored as a society, but we've pushed it away as much as we can, but now we can't push it away anymore.
No, it's definitely not. It's time to talk about it. I mean, it's been time to talk about it for a very long time, but now, I mean, I think people are really starting to realize that it's normal, and it's something that we should be talking about, because hiding it doesn't help anything.
It doesn't, and that is coming from someone who definitely hides my illness all the time. I'm not proud of that at all, but at the same time, I'm doing something about it right now. I'm gonna tell you guys all about it and sort of share my journey, and that's another thing we want to happen during this podcast. We want other people to come on and share their journeys and what they've gone through and
what they're doing to solve the issues, how they're coping.
Exactly.
We just want people to be able to talk about it, and on the other hand, we want people to be able to listen and to understand and to educate themselves. They need to be able to empathize with the people they know who do suffer from mental illness.
Exactly.
There shouldn't be a huge stigma around it to where people think it's weird and they're scared of it. We want to be able to educate people and give people a safe space. Those two things are really the main two reasons why we wanted to have this podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, okay, let's talk about the title and the art.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The title was quite the journey. Once we finally realized that this was something that was going to happen, we were making it, we kind of decided that it was time to find the title. And that was definitely a process.
Definitely.
We had a lot of titles that weren't great.
They were really bad. I think one thing when you are starting something, especially with Rend, you have to be okay with sort of rattling off those weird ideas, and we had a lot of them.
I saw the statistic that this title's based on, which we'll explain in a second, but I saw that statistic, and I immediately said, oh my goodness, Jenna, 1 in 5, and she just freaked out, because we both knew that it was perfect.
It captures the meaning of our podcast, it captures what we're trying to do with our podcast. Yes.
So, let's explain it.
Yeah.
So basically, 1 in 5 is a statistic, and 1 in 5 people will suffer from a mental illness throughout their lifetime, which means that 20% of our population will suffer from a mental illness. Mm-hmm. We knew that the title 1 in 5 was perfect because it just completely explained everything we wanted the podcast to be about. So, you know, telling people that 1 in 5 people suffer from a mental illness is huge because it normalizes it. Because it is normal. I mean, 20% of our population suffers from it. That's a huge percent. So it's completely normal. And that is something that we wanted to do with our podcast, was normalize it and end the stigma. And also, I think one thing that we also really wanted to do with our podcast is make people realize that it could totally be someone that you thought was fine that is suffering from a mental illness.
I don't know how many times it's come up in a conversation where I tell somebody that I have a mental illness and they sort of stop and say, wow, I never would have expected that from you.
Right.
And I just sort of, I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, it is. But that's why we're here, is because oftentimes, I feel like most times, it's the people you quote unquote don't expect.
Yes.
It can be anyone, and I think that is also something that people should be aware of, is that you can't sort of look at someone and be like, oh, they have blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's not able to be detected that way. If you have a safe, and the outside of the safe is dented, that's probably the first thing you're going to notice about it, is like, oh my gosh, what has this been through? Like, who took a hammer to it? But for real, like, if you see a safe and it's all messed up on the outside, you're gonna see that. But if you get a safe, let's say, and you put in the passcode and you unlock it, and the inside is totally destroyed, but the outside looks fine, it's like, wow, I never would have expected that. I never thought that the inside of this would be ripped up.
Right.
And stained and whatever. And to me, that's what mental health is. You can't walk down the street and expect somebody to be, oh, you have anxiety. If you sort of open up and share your journey and your thoughts, then people start to realize what may be going on.
I mean, for example, Jenna just got ankle surgery, and people always ask her, what's going on? What happened to your ankle?
Anywhere I go, not that we go many places because of quarantine, but if I go in to pick up groceries or anything, it's like, oh my gosh, what did you do?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I fell at a trampoline park a year ago.
But no one asks her, what's going on with your head? Yeah. What's in that brain of yours?
And sometimes I wish people would. Think about a world where people just sort of ask people how they really are without saying, oh, how are you? Good, I'm good. Bye.
Right.
Like, how are you? And you tell them.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't have to be worried if they get scared when you say, I have a personality disorder, I have anxiety. Like, maybe it's normal. And I hope that's what this podcast will do.
Yeah. I hope we can normalize mental illness. That's the entire point of this title.
Exactly.
Now, after we, you know, figured out what the podcast was going to be about, we figured out the title, we knew that we had to have cover art, you know, so that when you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're using to listen to this, you know, you see the cover art and it has to pop, it has to grab attention. And when we were thinking about it, we started thinking about, do we have any friends that are visual artists who we think would be willing to make some art for us? And I immediately thought of one of my best friends, Isabella, who is an extremely talented visual artist.
I previously knew Isabella not as well as Gianna, but I had no idea she was a visual artist at all. And I feel like I should mention this. Gianna and I are not visual artists.
No.
Why we did not do it ourselves, that is why. But When we first saw the art, I screamed.
It was so exciting.
I was beyond excited because also along with popping and looking good next to other people's podcasts, it needs to sort of express your title. And I think once we started looking into what we wanted and we sort of expressed our ideas, she got it. And I'm so happy she did because
it looks so good. It's just, it's so good. It's beautiful.
She did such an amazing job, and we are so grateful to her.
Yes. And so, let's talk a little bit about how this is going to go, the format of the podcast.
From the first time I ever had the idea of starting a podcast, I really wanted it to be in an interview format. The next episode is going to be an interview with Gianna and I, sort of explaining our personal journeys with mental health and how we cope and how we've gotten through it all, but episodes beyond that, I really want to be interviews with normal people who struggle with mental health, especially our age. And I know that we do have a few people who are already on board, but one of the reasons why we do have an email and also we are having an Instagram is because we want people to reach out and become part of this. It needs to be bigger than just us.
Right. We want people to be able to come on and have an honest conversation with us and feel comfortable sharing, you know, their struggles with mental illness so that they can release everything they've been holding in. Because I know that, you know, for me, I might talk to my therapist and maybe my mom and a few friends, but it would feel amazing to get it all off my chest.
Same for me. Mine is my therapist, my mom, and Gianna. That's it.
Yeah, and I think that people, especially people who aren't able to, you know, have a therapist, or even if they don't have friends that they feel comfortable talking to, we want them to be able to share their stories. And we also want many people to be on here who suffer from different mental illnesses. We want people to be able to explain their specific mental illness, whether that's obsessive compulsive disorder, whether that's general anxiety disorder, whether that's a personality disorder or depression, anything. We want people to be able to share about their specific illness, or maybe they're not diagnosed with an illness. Maybe they don't know exactly what's wrong, they can't pinpoint it, but we want to hear about their journey, and we want people to be able to hear tons of stories so they understand that they're not alone. And that people are going through things just like them. People are going through things totally different from them. But so many people are going through something.
Exactly. When I started my mental health journey, in the very beginning, I felt completely stranded. You really do become very alone. And I never want anyone to feel that way. I do not wish anyone to go through that, and I don't know why anyone should. It should be normal.
And you should be able to have a place to talk about it, which is what this podcast is. So, look forward to some really fun, cool interviews where you get to learn about tons of different types of mental illnesses and hear a bunch of different people's personal journeys, because mental illness is very personal. Everyone experiences it differently. I think Jenna might have said this earlier, but everyone experiences it on a spectrum. Maybe you have the same illness, but it can be totally different.
Exactly.
So, before we go, we just want to give you guys a little insight into who we are. Because while mental health is a large part of our life, it does not define us. We have so much else going on. So, Jenna and I are both actors.
We will both be attending the same performing arts high school next year, which I am so excited about to be in school with Gianna, finally. Yes.
We are also both a part of Students Demand Action, which is an organization led by students that works to end gun violence in America. We're both very politically active, and this is one of the issues that we're both very passionate about, is ending gun violence and sensible gun reform. I started a chapter in the town that we live in a few months ago, and then when quarantine started, all of the Students Demand Action volunteers in our state started meeting together, and we are both leaders of our Students Demand Action state group.
Yes.
Which is so cool.
It's so much fun.
The work that we're doing is really important. We're doing a lot of work to elect candidates who believe in sensible gun reform for the upcoming 2020 election, which is so important. And I think we both believe that it's super important to bring awareness to the issue and to work for a change. So that's a very big part of our lives.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to me because both of us cannot vote yet and cannot vote in the next few years. I wanted to get politically active now, and I wasn't sure how to go about this till I had Students Demand.
And also, I think it's very cool for us both being actors and artists, not visual artists, as we said earlier. We cannot draw or paint or anything.
No, I can paint by number, though. I can't do that.
Yes, we both have been doing paint by numbers recently. Mm-hmm. But I think it's cool for us to kind of have that intersection between art and politics, because for me, that is a super important part of my art, to find a way to bring awareness to issues that I'm passionate about through my art. For example, this year I did a project in one of my acting classes where I wrote two monologues about gun reform, and that kind of work is super cool, and I think that there's kind of an intersection between art and politics in what we're doing right now. You know, talking about mental health isn't political, but it is activism, and we're doing that through making a podcast. It is an artistic project.
Oh, definitely.
So this we're totally doing that right now.
Yeah.
And I love that. So for me, I have obsessive compulsive disorder, which is an anxiety disorder characterized by obsessive thoughts and compulsions, which are repetitive actions that you feel compelled to do. And we will definitely get into more of this next week, but we just wanted to give you a quick little insight into what we both have.
Yeah, so I, on the other hand, I have an anxiety disorder as well, and it is definitely still a process for me. We are working to figure out which one it is, which I will talk a lot more about in the next episode, because it's quite a lengthy process. It's a lot of waiting, it's a lot of testing, it's a lot of things. But yeah, anxiety has become a major part of my life.
Right.
And that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. Also, I think it is important for people to realize that you don't necessarily have to know exactly what you have to know that there's something wrong.
Because it has been almost a year now, and I have yet to pinpoint what specifically is, I don't want to say wrong with me, but what specifically is a part of me. Yeah, and so I look forward to talking about that next episode.
So I think that's about everything.
Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Yeah, so make sure that you guys go and follow us on Instagram. It is at 1in5pod. And DM us if you have any questions. Or if you're interested in being interviewed by us, please DM us and let us know, because we would love to schedule an interview with you.
That is the goal of our podcast. So please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out. We also have an email. It's 1in5podcast@gmail.com. As well as a website, and our website is 1in5podcast.com.
Yeah.
Not that hard to remember, guys.
So check us out on Instagram or on our website, and you can also email us or DM us if you have any questions or if you're interested in being interviewed.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our first episode.
Yes.
And we hope to see you next time.
Yes. Make sure to stick around for more. Subscribe to the podcast. We had so much fun today, and we're so excited to film our next episode.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.